You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sci-Fi Party Line. And we're talking about BSG, and I have the lovely Will again. Woo!
Hello. Hi.
So, what was the name of this episode, Will?
Was someone to watch over me.
Yeah. Wow. Wasn't this, I thought it was slow at first.
I was going to like, I found it stupid and boring. No. It was a brilliant episode. Amazing. Amazing. Emotional. Very emotional. And you caught me. I missed you just a bit there.
What part made you misty?
With the Kira's hands on the keys, and then the kid puts her hands on the keys, and it was very emotional. I thought
a very emotional story. I thought you were crying about the chief part and him seeing his little daughter, his little make believe second life daughter, his little second life house and his second life Cylons.
But you can do it in computers, isn't it? You can do it in those two. Isn't that amazing? Okay, going back to the beginning.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. The beginning.
I loved it from the first shot through to the end. I loved everything about this episode. I did not think it was slow at the beginning. I think it was arduous at the beginning. The thing is, how many weeks have passed? 2, 3, 4?
I don't know, 6? But I really like.
We don't know.
I really like the part where they searching for a planet has become so monotonous and so routine that she has her whole spiel memorized, and she, to motivate people, is offering toothpaste, for crying out loud. And she has this thing down pat. Yes, we're going to get a planet. Yes, you need to stop whacking off because that's going to use up your oxygen, blah blah blah. Come on, guys, whatever, let's go, you know.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I like
long that. Long range scouting for the Raptors. It was, that's your routine, and that's what your existence is, and oh my God, where do I fit into that? Because I was dead. I died. True. I'm back. Why the hell am I back? You know, it's all those questions, mm-hmm. You know, all the questions that everyone has every day, you know? True, it's not the I was dead, it's the I'm, why am I here, what's my purpose in life, what do I mean when I say why am I here?
Kind of like the same thing that happened to Buffy when she came back to life, you know.
Very much so. You have to put a reason on it. And, I wonder if they're going to have a musical episode.
Oh, Lord, I hope not. Well, we already had that. when they were playing the sitar music and the Cylons figured out who they are and they were mouthing words. Yeah, we had a musical already. It was just crappy.
Only Watchtower. This kind of was the musical episode, if you think about it. Pull out the music again. But, I also knew from the minute the guy took the piano player took the that cloth off the keys that he wasn't there.
Why? But
I don't know. I just knew it. I just knew that Kara was having a conversation with someone that wasn't in the room.
Okay, so what my thing is, she's up here in a bar yelling at an empty space, yelling at a piano in a bar with a drink, and nobody is saying anything or nobody's noticing that there's this crazy woman yelling at a piano.
Do
you think this happened inside her head and maybe she
That's
was just,
the other way to take it. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. It was, you know, she was having this conversation. Again, we're getting back to other persons, other existences, other types of thought process, because she's talking to someone in her head, and the someone in her head is making suggestions as to what she should do. So I don't know if this is Daniel. I don't know if this is, you know, Cylon number 7.
I think it could possibly be Sam trying to communicate with her in his coma state.
That's true. That is true. See, I think, I don't know. I don't know that this is going to be, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know that this is going to be happily nice. Oh, look, there's a nice package with the bow explaining everything so we don't have one doubt or question in our minds. Do not believe that's going to happen with the show. It might remain a theory that, you know, that Head Six or whoever, you know, this entity is the Seventh Cylon. And which is a pain in the ass. I don't want that to be that way, but it might end up being that way.
I think that either her father was a hybrid or she is a hybrid and he was a Cylon. Something is in her family line. Something is up with her. She's either a hybrid like Hera, the kid, or, you know.
Yeah. You know, well, there is a certain logic to that because, you know, she and Hera have been linked in, you know, before where, you know, she knew what was happening and Hera wasn't having a good time at that time, as I recall, you know, crying and stuff. As they were getting farther and farther away from that location, mm-hmm. you know, or the path that was to Earth. Mm-hmm. And, before she went into the ship. Mm-hmm. But I think that you end up with, there may be a reason, there may not be a reason. There may be, you know, it may just be this linkage, this entity that's bouncing from one person to another. It might be that, you know, they're just all on the same wavelength. I mean, literally on the same wavelength.
No, because nobody else heard that music except for the Cylons. She has to have something.
The Cylons, her, and Roslyn.
Roslyn not hear that funky music. She
didn't hear the music, but she knew when Hera was gone before everybody else did.
Well, yeah, she passed out. Yeah, she indeed has some sort of connection, too, that's interesting. Because at first I thought, well, sci-fi.com says that she passed out. I thought she died, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of their whole idea. But, and I thought that she was going to, I am so mixed up now. Boomer was going to end up with she was going to run away because she wanted to run away with the chief. I was thinking, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Run away with the chief, yeah, makes sense.
No, but it turns out she kidnapped Hera, the hybrid, took her back to Cavil.
Exactly. But see, I thought that what she would have done. Pardon me, was that she would have left Hera behind, but just brought the case. You know what I mean? So she brought the case to say, "Ha ha, I've got your daughter," but not really had the daughter. I always thought that her first attack on Adama was death by firing squad. You know, part of her wanted to kill herself, part of her didn't. You know, felt loyalty, and she shot the boss so that they would shoot her. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, the kind
of
that.
She has resurrected. She's a different person now. And I think they stole Hera because they need to create another resurrection ship, but they need a hybrid in the ship to sit in the goo. And who better than either Hera or Starbuck to sit in the goo? Because they're hybrids.
Well, my thought was this. My thought was, what if they already had a, cause the whole idea was we need the resurrection ship. We need to get this information from you.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to the fleet and now Hera comes back to the Cylons apparently. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute. And then this goes off in my head. What if they had another resurrection ship?
Yeah. And they just needed a hybrid to make it work.
I don't think they need a hybrid to make it work. I think they have another ship, and it's dogging them, and they can control who's resurrected by it and who isn't.
Oh.
It might be an improvement to the basic technology. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's probably a scary possibility. I mean, how many nasty, rotten terrible, horrific things happened in this episode. I mean, you know, you've got the chief, you know, weapon that girl upside the head with the wrench.
Yeah, just so he can free Boomer, yeah. And Boomer can attack Athena, and then she sleeps with Hilo and then steals the child.
Oh, sleeps with Hilo. Oh, my God.
Watch Athena. Yes.
Oh, she's tied up in the thing with her, you know, and she's looking at the woman who's effing her boyfriend or her husband. I assume they're married. And it's just insane because...
And she was sitting there quiet. Boy, I would have been kicking something or something. I don't know what, but...
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, she was pretty out of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, you know... But it was just such a nasty, terrible, rotten thing to have happened. You know, very nasty, very dark, very, very Battlestar Galactica. I mean, you know, it's so apt. I think Ron Moore said he never thought of it, and he hated it so much. You know, he wanted to. You know, he it was just so perfect. You know. Yeah.
He hated
it
so much.
Well, it's vile, and who could ever think of that? And it's brilliant. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the director thought of that. Mm. But, I mean, that's kind of the why we watch Battlestar Galactica. I think. I do, anyways. I know you're like, you have problems with it, I think. And, you know, Lord knows you should. But yeah, it's just a great episode. But how about just Kara's reaction to, you know, Slick? I guess Slick was like what they were calling him.
Slick who? Piano Man?
The Piano Man, the piano guy.
No, they was calling him Piano Man.
I think she called him Slick. I remember that.
Well, sci-fi.com is calling him Piano Man.
Okay, yes, Piano Man.
Everybody, nobody knows who Slick is. Let's just call him Piano Man. Piano Man was hot.
Hey, you know, he's a piano hot. Man. And sometimes, no.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, he's the Piano Man. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I know, maybe his name is Tyler Durden.
Thank you, yes, all right. Obscure reference. Obscure reference number 20.
And they were in the piano club.
There you go. That would be number 24 in your playbooks at home. Make sure you check it out. But my God, I mean, yeah, but I gotta say, Katie Sackhoff is like, God, is she a good actress? Okay, granted, she's beautiful. Granted, you know, an amazing woman. But she can act. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, it's, you know, the other thing, you know, she's a good actress, and, you know, because she has this intensity that is just there, and it's boiling underneath the surface. And I mean, you were making fun of Bionic Woman.
Oh, but she was awesome on Bionic Woman. She was the best part of Bionic Woman. They should have killed off the other lady and made her the Bionic Woman.
Exactly. Very much so. Very much so.
That would have
saved the
show. Again,
that's another thing. I honestly believe it was effed up by Universal, NBC. Because
they took Starbuck off because she was outshining Worcesterface.
Oh, yeah, but I mean,
with all my heart and soul.
Well, they had a lot of neat things in that show originally that they cut out. Number one was originally Jamie's sister was deaf.
Yeah. And I'm like, upset. Yeah, I wasn't that upset was with that. That
great.
She was just too feisty. It was just like, okay, we get it, blah.
But then
they changed her, and the sister was supposed to be like this computer nerd or something like that, and they killed that too, yeah.
Yeah, and then they didn't go with that. And then, yeah. I mean, it was too many ideas in too many places.
Yeah, they totally pulled that series out of their ass. But yeah, I agree. Yeah. I really totally related with Starbuck, the character, in this episode. And I think that's another reason why I really like her, and, you know, I have a little girl crush on her, because I think, you know, as far as my personal life or whatever, I just really can relate to her, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for anybody that can relate to her, that is just a touching episode, and it was just very good.
Yeah, very, very much so. But it's, you know, and the chief, oh, God, he was set up so badly.
It was awful what she did, and to think that Cavill planned it the whole time, either Cavill planned it or Sharon planned
it. She planned it, or they both planned it together. I mean, it doesn't matter. It was vile. It was sneaky as all hell. And it was just, it showed that, you know, why they shouldn't be trusted.
You know, especially not Sharon, because she is such, I mean, her line can go back and forth between good and evil like nobody's business, you know?
See, yeah, but I've lost faith in the line. You know what I mean? Because they're kind of followers. And, you know, as I've said, you know, in the past, they're kind of the followers. And it seems to me that, you know, they're the, you know, the evil twins of the Cylons, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. They can do sweetness and light, or they can, you know, be ripping your head off. You know, and you're even worse, your heart out. You know, and
yeah,
that was
do
so
that.
Nasty. Oh, yeah. That was so bad. And, you know, but, you know, and doing what she needed to do to get, you know, off the ship, off of Hilo. And it was just not anywhere, you know, in any situation was it considered good. But I'm interested to see what they end up doing with the chief. What's he going to do? Because, my first thought was he's going to get in a raptor and go after her. But, you know, obviously I don't think he can pilot a raptor, actually.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to go after her. I think maybe either somebody's going to find out or figure it out, or he's going to turn himself in out of guilt. Because, you know, he has that streak of good conscience thing going on. So
yeah, I agree with that. Something like that. But it's just, it's not... No, it wasn't good. It wasn't by any stretch of imagination good. And the other thing is, you know, there was the, you know, again, there was a Sharon that killed all the people in the shuttle.
Yes.
With Gaeta. And it was just, it's like, no, these aren't beings that you can trust or want to trust or should trust, you know, with anything, you know, worth anything. For want of a better way to put it.
Well, no wonder they're flawed. We see how crazy Ellen Tai is, so I think they're all flawed because she's a crazy woman. And if they're all her creations, then
made in her own image.
You know, they yeah. go crazy because they got a crazy mama.
Yeah, made in her own image. Mm. No, her own image. Mm. Mm. Well, yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Definitely agree.
Yeah. So, well. I'm looking forward to next week.
Next week's
I guess preview had Starbuck looking at maybe herself jumping out of a Cylon goo bath, but I'm not sure that's what I saw because it went so fast.
Oh wow!
So we will see about next week and what's going to go on with that.
Next week, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. Did you catch Dollhouse?
I did not catch Dollhouse because I have a paper to write. This is gonna be another, sorry. This is going to be another short episode, but.
I'm sorry. I realize life. You have a life, and you know,
yeah, that thing, you know.
Well, I just want to say. Let me just say on Dollhouse that it's getting better. That's all.
Oh,
I'm
okay. Say.
It's okay. Getting better. First one, okay. Second one, this one, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting stuff.
Oh, well, we will talk about that next week. I look forward to next week because I can't wait to see how they're going to end this show, and I still vow not to watch Caprica. Because I want it over with.
Well, that's a beginning story. It's a prequel. So
No. I'm not feeling it. So thanks. Thanks again for joining me, Will. I guess I'll see you next time.
No problem. No problem. See ya.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfembot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of fancyfembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.